Welcome to the Ask the 401k Experts podcast, where you get strategies, resources, and best practices for growing a successful and compliant 401k practice. And now, here's your host, Sharon Peverato.
If you are an advisor who wants to deliver a true virtual family office experience, and I see a lot of advisors moving in this direction, you are going to love this. Today, I'm sitting down with Steve Rydzek and Russell Dow for an inside look at Strad Pro. What it is, how it works, and why it might be the missing piece in your client service model. So, gentlemen, thank you for joining me today. I really appreciate it. And I guess the bigger starter question is, what exactly is Strad Pro?
Very good, Sharon. Pleased to be here. So Strad Pro is to bring the family office dynamic to the mass affluent. So I say that once somebody makes their first $1 billion, they go start up a family office and Bill Gates, Elon Musk, et cetera, Bezos. But that's obviously quite out of the reach for the mass affluent. You probably should have hundreds of millions of dollars at least to contemplate a physical family office. So what we've sought to do is to bring a virtual family office through an online platform to the mass affluent. So those with hundreds of thousands of dollars to tens of millions of dollars, even hundreds of millions. And so this Strad Pro enables the advisor, whether it be a financial advisor or CPA or other professional advisor, to bring that to their clients.
That's awesome. I saw just kind of a taste of it the other day, and I thought to myself, I can't be the only one that looked at this and said, wow, we want this. I want this. Let's sign up for right now. Where do I sign? Take my money. But I thought for sure that a lot of advisors in the 401k space or just advisors in general, if they don't know this is available, I don't know a better way to share it with them than going through a demo and sharing that. So if you don't mind, I would love to have you run through a demo of what you showed the other day so that other advisors can see it as well. And I will be happy to post it on YouTube and on my podcast and on the blog and share it any way that I can, because it's game changing, I think. And I do see and hear a lot of advisors moving towards the virtual family office environment because it really creates a better client experience all around.
Okay, very good. Well, happy to share a demo. And I just as a few things, this is an outgrowth of our own practice, and we spun out this as a separate entity to provide it to advisors more broadly. And so it's really what I've always wanted as a financial advisor for my own clients and for my own family. And so that's the powerful motivator behind it. Because it's being used in a significant practice, it's SOC 2 compliant, so it meets high levels of security compliance oversight. So just to address those, this is a demo, but it's got multi-factor authentication and all the other additional features you need. And it can be white labeled. So if somebody wanted to have their own logo there, they could put that there. So let me just sign in and get eyes on it. So as I mentioned, the ultra wealthy, they have a family office, they have a team of advisors that exclusively work for that family. So it's a one-to-one correlation. But financial advisors have a different circumstance that they've got, typically hundreds of families that they work with, different households. And each of those households has very likely a different set of professional advisors, with the only constant being, the financial advisor himself. And so Strad is designed to help address that one-to-many dynamic. And so what we see here is the principals and their family, but also if we assume that this is the financial advisor bringing the platform to the clients, then these are the other advisors who might potentially work with the family. So the CPA, a trust officer, maybe a loan officer, a trust and estates attorney. And some of the circumstances that would be different from, say, an ultra high net worth individual is that each of these individuals works for the family fractionally. The estate planning attorney did their estate plan 10 years ago and doesn't know what's changed since. And so if there's a something good or bad that happens in the family's dynamics, they're woefully out of touch and aren't familiar with it. And so one goal is not only to give the advisor bringing the platform to the client, give them clarity, but be able to bring on as needed and share the client's circumstances with any other advisors. And so that I can just kind of give you a thumbnail sketch of what Strat is and how it works. There's a list of menu items here. I guess at the top, there's finances and family life. So finances is everything that money touches, those elements that these professionals would most need to address. And then there's family life, which gets into the doctors and lifestyle items for the family. But for us, we're mostly concerned with the financial aspects of it. So I won't belabor each of the items here. But you know, we can understand the people involved. We've got the assets, the various accounts. Through an account aggregation service, we can bring in accounts that are held elsewhere, kind of like through a Mint style aggregation. Stride uses Plaid for that purpose. But just documenting what's owned and who owns it, how it's owned, it can be a significant step forward in understanding the client's circumstance. Then there's all the non-financial assets. So their houses, their cars, you know, what do they own? Who owns it? How is it held? The financials on it, any liens on it, the ability to keep track of cost basis information that often gets lost over the years. So you know, just ability to put that kind of information in there. I should point out there's a client portal, so not everything here would necessarily be relevant to the financial advisor bringing it. But the client can log in and add information and get access to whatever they might need. There's a tax and planning section, so they can you know put anything relevant there. Tax preparation gives them the ability to create a customized list of everything that their CPA needs every year, so they can add it in and then provide it to the CPA. Trust and estates to be able to get all their legal documents, and obviously can add a lot of value to the client when you start discussing that. You know, when was the last time they updated their estate plan? Is there a power of attorney? Who's on it? Is it current? There's the ability. Hope you can edit out that part, Sharon.
Yeah,
Yeah,
no problem.
if I clicked on it multiple times earlier today, it would come up. There it is. So the ability to pull up the executive view, so AI will take a legal document and read it and be able to just summarize it and be a time saver there. And then when you start getting to estate planning, just to pull out another feature here, is the ability to look at the family in a generational view. And so, you know, now we're talking about the family and not just, you know, the principals and their children, but their parents. And so even a couple aged 60 are, I think there's a 25% chance or so that at least one of their parents is still alive, and in which case it's apt to be half their inheritance hasn't passed to them. And so then it opens the door to discussing their circumstances of their parents, and in many instances, the adult children are taking over or stepping in, playing a bigger role for those parents. So it becomes a good way to start seeking to help in that much broader perspective. So we can put in, you know, some quick profile information about their parents and how much they might inherit. And then similarly, if there's a parent, if you know that's her mom and dad, we can create a family office for them. And so we've got she's one of the three children, and then you can start to talk about you know their parents who might need help. So it becomes a Stride becomes a vehicle to really start to identify relationships and then to deepen those relationships with people.
No, I love that. Just today we were putting together a presentation and talking about one of the grandchildren, and I had to go back through a lot of scrolls of notes to figure out which client the granddaughter belonged to, which daughter that was the child. And without having all of the information in an organized way and visually like this, I just absolutely love it. I'm telling you, it's going to save so much time on the back end from an organization standpoint, if nothing else. And you were showing documents, so this serves also as a secure document vault for us to share documents with our clients and for them to upload and transfer files to us, right?
Correct. So just going
Nice.
down the menus here, there's an insurance. So all the assets and people, any assets you can pull out the insurance that they might have. Just go in order here, and then any employment information, and then there's a reporting section with a document center. So any documents that are in the system can be housed here. You can create your own categories if you need, and so that's all available there.
A quick question about that. Obviously, cybersecurity is one of the most important things everybody's talking about, as they should. What level of security do you have on this? I assume it's
Like I say,
level.
it's SOC 2 Type 2 compliant, so that's the highest levels for financial organizations. And everything's encrypted at rest and in transit.
Perfect. Thank you.
Now, go back to our original family here. Some of the features will go on and on, but one of the most useful parts of Strad that I use every day is that if a client calls or emails, there's one to three things that need to be done. And so having a task management system appended to the family office is highly useful. So you can pull up the family office, and in the same system we've got here of the ability to put in tasks, assign it to whomever in your office needs to do it. You can put dates on it, you can put recurring tasks, and then it helps you get things off your desk and make sure things don't fall through the cracks. And then similarly, you can make notes of the phone call or anything particular that might be relevant. So it's all in one system. And then you can
Love that.
mark it as in progress or completed. All those tasks will then flow up to a centralized dashboard, which I use every day. I'll go through that list and I'll mark those as my day items, and then I'll take this narrowed down list and simply work through them. And so it becomes a highly effective way to ensure nothing gets lost and that you can have a highly efficient day. So that's of particular use. You asked Sharon earlier about permissioning. So each individual can be given access to Strad. You can control which pages they can see and whether they can view or edit that page. And
Okay.
so it's certainly a circumstance and kind of a use case, the personal one. With my own family and my wife and I, we were updating our estate plan, and we had a new estate plan attorney we're getting acquainted with, and I told him, look, before we come in, would you please log into my family office? I sent him the credentials so he could log in, and he could see everything. We shared all of the pages for him, and it was highly productive that after the pleasantries of meeting, he could delve immediately into what do you want to accomplish, because he knew our family, he knew our resources, and had a sound understanding right from the beginning. And so it's become a highly effective way to help families to say, okay, you need to do an estate plan. The first step in the process is to let's get your family office set up. And then once we've done that, then you can share that with the estate plan attorney. And it makes everything much more useful, much more powerful. And you should certainly demonstrate a lot of value add for the clients.
Absolutely.
Now, so we're at the family, and so if they own a business and you want to jump to a business office for them, rather than just a kind of a thumbnail sketch of what their business is, you can actually build out in Strad a full business office. And instead of obviously husband and wife and children, you've got an executive team. And instead of the estate plan attorney, you're going to have a business attorney. You know, you very well have a different tax advisor for the business. And so there's a different menu items here to pull all out the relevant information. You know, the non-financial assets instead of the house and the lake house and the cars become, you know, business properties. And so this becomes a highly effective way to start extending if you've got that client who has a business, then you can start to really focus in on that business and provide him with two family offices, one for him personally and another for his business.
Very nice. That adds a whole nother layer of prospecting ammunition or ways to talk to business owners that a lot of other advisors would not have in their toolbox.
Well, you know, I liken it to when I started the business, you know, in the early 1990s, that if going back even further, if somebody had a trust, they were probably wealthy. And nowadays, if somebody has $200,000, they have a trust, and it's just become part and parcel of everyday life for a lot of individuals. And I think of the same way for a family office, that it's been completely out of reach, except for the wealthiest of the wealthy. But we're changing that dynamic. There's going to be a time where everybody will have a family office. And I say that, you know, every family needs a family office, and every family office needs one and only one family office CFO. And so I think is an enormous benefit to bring it to the family, and also an enormous benefit to be that advisor who is leading that charge.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I absolutely love this. I liken it to something different as well. We had a client that was looking for some kind of documentation, leave behind documentation. If something happens to me, here's where all my important information can be found. And they started a simple spreadsheet of listing all of the members of their team, all of their assets, where things are kept, the important documents. And we took it one step further, and I found this great little book on Amazon, a legacy book, and it gives you pages and pages to document all of that as kind of a leave behind to make things easy on the family. And I see this as, you know, leveling that up by 1,000% and having everything already accessible and available, and all of the people already there and have access to it to make transition and planning is so much easier and so much better. And that's, you know, that's not a marketing point for this, I don't think, but I see it as a huge value add that you know, clients would love it for that.
We've certainly seen exactly that the older couples, the wives are oftentimes keenly interested in it because, you know, she knows because of age differences that he's apt to pass well before she does, or you know, not cognitively not be able to handle the family circumstances. And for that generation, oftentimes the wives haven't been nearly as involved. And so she knows of these people, but not nearly understanding the full scope of their circumstances. And a lot of times the children, you know, if they're asked to start to step in, it's a big learning process for them to understand the scope of who the family has been working with and assets and accounts and such. And so it becomes a very easy way for them to understand. So it certainly is a big benefit from that intergenerational transfer of wealth and helping older parents to address issues.
Absolutely. So a quick question. For firms that already use CRM, Document Vault, or planning software, how do you recommend layering Strad in without disrupting the existing tech stack?
So I say that Strad can slide in alongside whatever existing operations or a firm has that it need not displace anything. I think that it would over time because I find it so useful to have, the Strad has become the whole CRM. I mean, you intimately understand that the client. There's also a lead and prospect management system built into it. So you can use it for all those CRM functions. But again, it doesn't have to in day one replace anything. It can be highly useful if these our prospects who are coming into your office or somebody's coming in as a prospect, and you simply show them this demo because this demo that we've just seen here comes with a subscription, and so it becomes a way to illustrate to the prospect why you're different, and I think that's a critical element that I find so often that if you try to explain to clients how you manage money that's better than the next person. Or how they're being managed now might not fully be appreciated. But Strat is something that's highly visual that when they go home and they're deciding, are they going to work with this advisor or not, they can say, okay, they all provide financial plans, they all manage portfolios, but this firm will provide us a family office. Nobody said that they would do that. They're the only ones. And so now it becomes a powerful differentiator. So I think that's highly relevant, and the whole sales element of a practice is to be able to be different than the firms down the street. Because at the end of the day, everything is being becoming increasingly commoditized.
Yes, I see that all the time. So a couple questions come to mind as I'm looking at this. The advisor view versus the client view. What does a client see when they log in? Is this the what they see, or is this the advisor view?
Okay, very similar. So as we saw here, that there's a back-end dashboard with lead prospecting and the aggregated task management system, but the client view, just to show you an illustration there, obviously doesn't have that dashboard. This can be the firm's logo, and so they very much have the same layout structure, but it's limited in scope for just that particular family.
Got it. Okay. And here's a big one. How receptive are compliance departments to advisors using this?
So far, highly receptive that I think they appreciate the business need for it, that this is the way the industry is going. It addresses the know your client in depth. And so it certainly checks that box from a integrity element that it's a lot harder for a client to spoof for somebody to fraudulently spoof being a client. The better and better other people within your organization can know the client, and likewise to know who the power attorney agents are, to know who you should expect to be given a call. You know who their CPA is. You don't have somebody who's claiming to be their CPA. So there's a by having this broad and deep understanding of family, I think you can do a much better job and ensure much more integrity along the way.
I agree. All right. So if somebody wants to sign up for this, what kind of onboarding support is included and how long does it typically take? to get a firm fully up and running with this?
Okay, well, there's our site, stride.com, and they can immediately start with a free trial and self-register. And so I say in 5 minutes, you can go from not providing a family office service to providing one. And with that free trial, as I said, you immediately have a demo file. I mean, what I do is I have a screen that I can pull up, separately for a client or prospect. They'll show them this when I meet with them, or you can do it a Zoom call as we're doing here. And so you can demonstrate that you provide a family office service. And I've had advisors before. They say, yeah, we provide a family office practice. And you say, well, how do you do that? And they say, well, we have a Dropbox folder we share, and I've got a Rolodex, and that's not demonstrative. And so when you put this in front of them, it can really show clearly that this is, that you understand the full scope of circumstances and are at the helm, and you can help. And so so when you sign up for a free trial, you get this, and you get the ability to create a couple free family offices for use. But then obviously we give significant support to help you get familiar with it and get onboarded and be make it as highly effective for you as possible. So it's a lot of white glove service that goes along with it.
Good. That's always good to know. Nothing worse than signing up for a program and then not getting any.
I like to claim that's all intuitive, but my team tells me it's not all intuitive. So it's good to have somebody there who's, can walk you through different pieces of it if needed.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you know what? I appreciate you showing this to me. I hope that those watching are as impressed as I am. So, as you said, and if somebody's interested and wants to sign up, they just go to
If they go to strad.com,
strad.com.
short for Stradivarius, and wealth orchestrated is kind of a theme. And so strad.com would get them there. And if they sign up for a free trial, we'll have your email and we'll follow up with you.
Perfect. Thank you so much for sharing this with me and with everyone watching. And I really appreciate your time. And I look forward to clicking that free trial button and setting up our first
Very
client.
good. Well, much appreciate your
Do you
time.
want more resources, strategies, and best practices for growing a successful 401k practice? Be sure to subscribe to the Ask the Experts podcast in iTunes so you don't miss out on new ideas from future conversations. Then be sure to visit the main site, 401kbestpractices.com. When you enter your email address to join the 401k Best Practice community, you'll get access to my most advanced strategies and resources to grow and protect your 401k business. Again, that's 401kbestpractices.com.